Off it'll be Emmerich to jump it up for the Mansfield Lions. Lane Grimes has been jumping center for the Bobcats. It looks like it'll be Jace Haven to start today. They are wearing the white uniforms trimmed in the green and black, and Mansfield wearing that familiar maroon trimmed in the white and gold. Our officials are on the scene, and now getting Jordan Andrews tuck his shirt in the back. So here we go. 8 minutes on the clock. Two-man officiating crew for this afternoon here at Kabul. Well, say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today, including Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Miro Towing Garage and Mobile Service Truck in Thayer, Steak and Shake in West Plains, and the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center. Tip is up and controlled by the Mansfield Lions. They get it back to their point guard, Cade Noble. He'll take it to the right side. Thayer going to play that 1-3-1 matchup zone, of course. Ball goes on the right side. Now to the top of the key, back out there for Kelly. Kelly will give it up to Noble, who runs it to the left side this time. Got it down low in the corner to Adams. Brings it out to the wing on the dribble. Gives to Emmerich. Long shot out of the corner. It's up and no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Mansfield coming up with it. Here's Emmerich with a rebound off the miss, and he scores. Number 22, Tom Emmerich, 6'5", sophomore, gets the first bucket of the night. No full court pressure by Mansfield yet. They like to play it, though. They'll bring it into the front court. Gage Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats handles it way outside. Thayer looking to get, you know, a half-court game, working against the man-to-man defense of the Mansfield Lions. Cody Shelton, head coach over there, playing man-to-man against Thayer. Jordan Andrews with the ball in the wing, taking it toward the bucket, gives it back out to Grimes into the circle. Now to Landry Pitts going down the right side of the lane, throws up a shot, no good. But a foul going to be whistled on the play. Is it on number 22, Tom Emmerich, who tried to draw the charge. So Thayer, good ball movement on the offensive set. Didn't get the bucket, but Landry Pitts will go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. Mentioned Landry at his best game of the season on Saturday when he scored 10. And the first free throw was up and good. And Pitts trying to tie the score. We're 59 seconds into the first quarter. Free throws up. Looks good. Rattles home. Landry Pitts on the board. And we're tied at two early. 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Mansfield taking their time, bringing the ball into the front court. Cade Noble swings it on the left side to Emmerich. Everything going to go through the 6'5 sophomore. He's a really good player. That goes over to Kelly on the left. Back outside to Noble. Noble working against the defense of Jordan Andrews. Now gives it right back to Kelly. Kelly back out to Noble on top. Noble drives it into the free throw lane. Turnaround jumper is up and no good. Landry Pitts down with the rebound. Bobcats want to run. Gage Pitts, long cross-court pass. Going to be deflected and out of bounds by Emmerich, who got back defensively for Mansfield. So Bobcats will trigger it in down under the bucket. 6:30 to go here in the first quarter. Gage Pitts will trigger it for Thayer. Looking in the middle. Got it in there to Andrews. Elevates for the shot, and it's good. Nice pass, and Jordan Andrews kisses in and off the window, and the Thayer Bobcats with a 4-2 lead here over Mansfield just a minute and a half into the first quarter. Quarterfinal round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Mansfield with the basketball. Emmerich out on top of the key, looking for a screen, moves to the right side. Kicks it back out on top to Noble, 5'11", sophomore. Handles it right side, right back to Emmerich. Emmerich going to fire a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound by Jace Haven. Bobcats are out on the break. Gage Pitts from the long pass slides to the bucket. His shot is deflected, and that'll be goaltending on Emmerich. Emmerich got back and knocked it out of the cylinder. So that's a goaltend, and Gage Pitts will get credit for the bucket. And Thayer with a 6-2 lead, 5:56 to go here in the first quarter. Mansfield wants a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
And we're back after the timeout there. Bobcats with an early 6-2 lead. 2 minutes into the first quarter here over the Mansfield Lions at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Quarterfinal round. This is the 1-versus-8 matchup in a 16-team tournament. Mansfield coming out of the timeout. They wanted to talk about it. Their point guard, Noble, takes the ball down to the right side wing, gives it up for Emmerich. Emmerich right back to Noble, top of the key. Mansfield working it into the lane with Noble, kicks it back out for Kelly. Kelly now on the left side to Noble on the wing, bounces it one, gives it out to Adams on top. Adams trying to penetrate. Bobcats cut him off. He'll swing it to the right side of the floor and back out to Noble now, top of the key. Noble looking for a screen, didn't get one. Had a lot of motion here. Good ball movement. Very patient for Mansfield. They got it in the corner. The inside out from Emmerich. Back outside in the corner. Now to Noble into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound. Lane Grimes. He kicks it out to Gage Pitts. Gage running the break. Now backs it back out into the corner for Thayer. Swings it out on top. Or Lane Grimes. He'll bounce one down to Andrews. Andrews, little isolation. Turnaround jumper from 8 feet up. And, oh, he left it short off the front of the rim. That looked like it was going in from here. Bounces off the front iron, and Mansfield's got the ball back with 4:53 to go. First quarter action, down by four. Mansfield being very patient offensively. They got it to Kelly. Kelly back on the right side to Noble, just outside the three-point line. Now penetrates into the lane. Ball poked away from behind, but the loose ball picked up by Mansfield. Noble gets it back, swings it down to Emmerich. Emmerich working the baseline, pulls up with a jumper, just good. Tom Emmerich, he scored both buckets here for Mansfield. Thayer doesn't have an answer for him when he catches it down there in the blocks. Here comes Thayer. Gage Pitts up the right side. Moves to the wing. Fakes the penetration. Feeds over to Landry. Pitts for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by Mansfield. The Lions now the chance to tie midway through the first quarter. Well, Thayer misfiring on a couple of shots. And Mansfield clearing the boards on the defensive end. Noble brings the ball into the front court. Gives it to Cartwright. Cartwright back outside. And finally to Noble at the top of the key. Thayer still packing it in that 1-3-1 zone. Mansfield will get it back out to, to Noble on top. They're wanting to get the ball down inside, and Thayer just packing it where there's nowhere for it to go. Chase Haven doing a good job playing on Emmerich down there. Here's the ball down to the right corner for Adams. He tries to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. Back out to Noble for three. That one's off the rim. And a rebound taken by Lane Grimes for Thayer. Lane, outlet pass to Gage Pitts. Bobcats. Pitts pulls up for three. That one's off the front rim. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. It's going out of bounds, and it's going to be off the hands of the Mansfield Lions, I believe. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball down on the side in the corner. Substitution for Thayer. The big junior, Keaton Nicholson, will check into the game. A 6'4 junior. That'll give Thayer a little better matchup with Emmerich in there. Bobcats inbounded here. Lane Grimes goes off for the Bobcats. Thayer inbounds it out front for Gage Pitts. Thayer with a two-point lead. Gage takes it to the top of the key, bounces it to the left side for Nicholson. Nicholson swings it over on the right side to Jordan Andrews. Jordan looking to penetrate, spins down the lane, couldn't hit the shot. And the rebound taken by Emmerich for Mansfield. And here come Lions. Long pass up the floor to Adams. Adams dribbles down to the baseline, couldn't get open for a shot. Needs it back out to Noble. Noble to the free throw line on the dribble. Hands it back out to Emmerich. Emmerich shakes the defender. Back over to Noble on the right side. His shot's an air ball. Saved from out of bounds for right to the Thayer Bobcats. They get it down to Nicholson, who will dunk it home. Nicholson with a soft dunk, his first two of the night. And the Thayer Bobcats have doubled Mansfield early. It's 8-4. Lions bounce it to Emmerich. Emmerich, turnaround jumper from the free throw line is good. Tom Emmerich, 6 points for Mansfield, the only 6 points they've scored. Thayer with it here. Gage Pitts to the free throw line, right down the middle of the lane, going all the way in, puts it up and in, and trying to draw the contact. Got the ball up and in off the backboard. And Gage Pitts now with 4 points to lead the Bobcats here early. It's 10-6 Thayer, 2:11 to go in this first quarter. Mansfield out front, working the right side to Adams on the wing. He'll pull up the dribble, bounce it to Emmerich in the corner. Bobcats double-team him. Right back to Adams. Adams up and under. Ducks under the defense and spins one in off the window. Rylan Adams with his first tier. Thayer coming the other way. He'll get it to Haven. Now right side for Andrews. Andrews penetrates into the lane. Couldn't hit his shot. Fakes, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. Jordan Andrews worked hard for those 2 points. Got him a rebound and a bucket all on the same trip down the floor. 12-8 Thayer now. Minute 33 to go. Mansfield with it. Emmerich moving down the right side of the lane, puts it up and in, kisses off the window. And Tom Emmerich with an 8-point quarter for Mansfield. Here's Jordan Andrews for Thayer. Stops and pops at the free throw line. That one is no good. So Jordan having a little trouble finding the shooting distance. He scored 4 points, but not shooting a high percentage right now. Mansfield got the ball back with a chance to tie it up here. A minute three to go. Almost a steal by Andrews for Thayer. That is controlled there by Kelly. Kelly gives it down to Emmerich, back to Kelly. Now Holden, long three-point try is off the rim, no good. Rebound comes right back to him, now knocked around and stolen by the Wildcats. Gage Pitts will drive for the layup, and it's good. Gage Pitts with a layup. He's got six in the first quarter. Thayer back out by four, 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Mansfield got a little bit sloppy with it out front. Andrews got the steal, got it to Pitts for the layup. Here's Adams on the baseline for Mansfield. Kick it back out to Noble. He can't hang on. Gage Pitts has got it again on the break around the defense. Lay it up and in. 8 points for Gage. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by six. We've got 17 seconds to go. And the Bobcat guards are beginning to take over and dominate the Mansfield guards here. I mean, those Mansfield guards, they look wore out already. 16-10, Thayer with the lead. Mansfield with the ball. Noble thought about the three. Down to 1 second to go. Shot is up at the buzzer. No chance on that one. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, 16-10. Thayer Bobcats lead the Mansfield Lions. We'll be back to the Cabool Holiday Tournament in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
As we reflect on 2020, we are thankful for clients who have become friends, friends who have become family, and most of all, for bringing you home for the holidays. Wishing you a happy holiday season and a new year filled with blessings. The team at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer and the Alex, Kylie, Ansley, Brody, and Crew O'Neill family. Each office is independently owned and operated.
I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat supporters helping to bring you the game today. They include Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Freeman & Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent, and the Country Cottage Cafe. Thayer Bobcats with a 16-10 lead as we open play in the second quarter, and Thayer will have the ball to start. Andrews has it on the left side wing, kicks it out top of the key to Jace Haven. Haven back to Gage Pitts, squares up a three, bingo! Gage is feeling it today. He's got 11 and a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. That's a 19-10 Thayer Bobcat lead. Mansfield with a basketball. They're really spreading that 1-3-1 matchup zone. Now they're playing man-to-man. Thayer's gone to a man-man defense here. Mansfield with it out front. Maybe they're just matching up really tight out of that defense. Here's Noble trying to back it down. Gets to a double team. Gets the ball up inside for Henry. And Henry lays it up and in. Just into the game, Dylan Henry, a 6'2 sophomore for Mansfield. Thayer back into the front court with the 7-point lead. 7 minutes to go in the half. Jordan Andrews gets it on the wing. Penetrates inside. Back outside for Grimes for three, and he hit it. Lane Grimes hits a 3-pointer. Brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, and Mansfield wants another timeout. 22-12, Thayer out to a 10-point lead, 6:57 to go. In the first half, we'll be back to Cabool in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Now back here at the Cabool Tournament, Mansfield will call that quick timeout. Coach Cody Shelton wanted to talk to his ball club because this one's starting to get away from him. Thayer's up by 10 now with 6:57 to go in the first half. And a pair of threes here to open the second quarter, one by Gage Pitts and another by Lane Grimes. Five different Bobcats have scored here in the first half, and one of them is not Jace Haven. And Jordan Andrews has only scored 4 points in the first quarter. Gage Pitts with the big quarter with 11 in double figures for Thayer. And for Mansfield, their big sophomore, Emmerich, has scored 8 of their 12. Mansfield with a basketball out of the timeout. They swing it on the left side for Cartwright. Cartwright back outside to Noble. Noble working down the right side to the wing on the dribble. Looking to pass it down inside. Passes out front. Stolen by Lane Grimes. Grimes will drive for the layup, and it's good. Lane Grimes with great anticipation out front. Gets the steal and the layup, and Mansfield wants another timeout. It's a 12-point there. Bobcat lead, 6:36 to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Fair Bobcats out on a run here. They have run the lead to 12 points now, 24-12 over the Mansfield Lions. Mansfield has only scored 2 points in the first 90 seconds of this second quarter, while the Fair Bobcats have scored eight. So an 8-2 run makes it a 12-point game. Fair back on the defensive end. Mansfield with it. Cartwright out on front. They'll give it up to number 21. That is Dennis, London Dennis, who has checked in, a 6'2 sophomore. He dribbles in the lane, gives it out to Emmerich. Emmerich's pass is going to be, his shot is going to be deflected, partially blocked up there. We get a foul called on Thayer. I'm not too sure that was a foul. Foul's going to be on Keaton Nicholson. That'll be the first foul called in the game against the Thayer Bobcats. Mansfield's only been called for 1-2. Been a very clean, well-played first quarter. Here's Mansfield, inbound the basketball. They lob it into Emmerich. He couldn't finish the shot. Rebound again to Mansfield, and we're going to get a whistle, and we got a hell ball on the rebound. Landry Pitts went up high with Emmerich. They got tied up, and they called the hell ball. It'll belong to the Mansfield Lions. They'll trigger it down under the bucket. Look at it, Emmerich. Bobcats cut him off. They'll feed it outside to number five, who just checked in, Chase Kellett. Kellett gives it to Emmerich. Emmerich works it to the right side for Henrich. Henrich, right side corner now to Dennis. Dennis, right back to Henrich. Henrich in the right corner. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Emmerich fires it back up off the window and in. Tom Emmerich, 10 points in the first half, and Thayer down the floor in a hurry. Gage Pitts gives it up top of the key for Landry Pitts. Back to Gage for three more. No, that one's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Keaton Nicholson for Thayer. Kicks it out to Jordan Andrews. Mansfield back in a 2-1-2 or 2-3 zone, if you will. Really stacking it back down inside. Thayer going to start the offense here. Mansfield opened the game in a man-to-man. And now they're back into a zone. Thayer working around the outside. Landry Pitts with it. Skip pass over to Gage. Gage moves to the free throw line. Back out to Landry for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound controlled by Emmerich for Mansfield. So the Lions, who are down by 12, with a chance to make it an 8-point game now. This trip down the floor, 5 minutes to go in the half. Emmerich on the right side gets it to the cutter in the lane. That is Dennis. Gives it back outside to Emmerich. And now left side to number five. That is Kellett. Kellett, long shot, no good. Rebound comes outside and is going to be run down on the sideline by Cartwright for Mansfield. Nice play for Cartwright. Kept that one from going out of bounds. Would have been Thayer ball. Emmerich's got it now, top of the key. He'll shake and bake on the dribble. Landry Pitts cuts him off at the free throw line. He'll give it back outside for Dennis. Dennis way out around midcourt. His pass is stolen by Gage Pitts, and Gage will drive for another uncontested layup. The guard play of Thayer overwhelming Mansfield right now. The Thayer Bobcats are back up by 12 with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Emmerich, big 6'5 sophomore. Plays like a guard. He's got it out around the three-point line in the left corner. Gives it back out now to Henry. Henry trying to penetrate down the lane. Bobcats knock it away from him. He gets it back, gives it out to Emmerich for a shot. No good. And a rebound to Keaton Nicholson for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Jordan Andrews to the top of the key. Pulls up, fires a three, and it's good. Jordan Andrews with a three. Another three-pointer. The third one by Thayer. This one brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Flamington. Thayer up now by 15. Mansfield works it to the left side to Emmerich. Now in the corner for Henry. His pass is deflected, and Jordan Andrews will hang for the layup. Jordan Andrews scored the last five for Thayer, and the Bobcats all of a sudden up by 17. 31-14 our score. 3:36 to go in the first half. Mansfield calls another timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Well, back after the timeout, Mansfield calling that one their third timeout in the first half, and the Thayer Bobcats have run out to a 17-point lead now, 31-14. Mansfield, here in the first 4.5 minutes of this second quarter, has only scored 4 points, while Thayer has put 15 on the board. And they're doing it from downtown today. The Bobcats have hit 1, 2, 3 three-pointers in the first half, and they're really not a three-point shooting team. But they've hit three, one by Jordan Andrews, one by Lane Grimes, and one by Gage Pitts. So Thayer getting the long ball to fall. And if they add that to their arsenal, along with their fast break and their penetration, they're going to be awfully hard to beat. Bobcats 6-0, ranked number 5 in the state in Class 3 basketball. So Mansfield comes back out here, bringing it down the floor, looking for some points. 3.5 minutes to go as Noble takes it across the timeline. Noble takes it down to the right wing, looking to the high post. Nobody open. They get it to Henry. Henry, a 6'3 sophomore, almost traveled with it. Official almost called it, but he didn't. Henry's got it back, gives it on the right side for Noble. Noble bounces it one time, feeds it out front to Troy Kelly. Kelly back to Noble, right side elbow. He'll kick it outside, and around horn ends up in the hands of Troy Kelly again over on the left side. Now to the right side for Chase Kelly. He'll give it to Noble. He'll back it back out front, move off the screen, takes it all the way down to the wing on the dribble. Now back to number 21, Dennis. Dennis back to Noble. They are just not giving Mansfield anything at all offensively right now. And now Noble pulls up his dribble, going to have to hurry and get rid of it. We're going to get a push called on Jace Haven. Bobcats almost got the five-second call, but Haven called for the push. That'll be his first foul of the afternoon, second team foul against the Thayer Bobcats, come with 2:40 to play in the first half. And Mansfield inbounds the ball way into the backcourt to Chade Noble. Brings it into the front court here on the dribble. Moves off the screen. Jump pass down to the left side for Kelly in the corner. Tries to force it inside. Ball gets loose on the floor. Thayer Bobcats have got it. Jace Haven with the steal. Leaves it off for Andrews. He'll penetrate. Kick it top of the key to Levi Paulette, who just checked in. His shot is blocked, but a rebound to Haven. And a foul on Mansfield. Jace Haven got the rebound as Levi Paulette is in place of Gage Pitts here. And the foul is going to be on Mansfield, number 11. That is Dylan Henry. Foul came on the rebound, so Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Bobcats looking in the lane, kick it out to Keaton Nicholson. One step inside the three-point line, pulls up with a jumper, no good, and the rebound is taken by Mansfield. Come the Lions, down 17. Right side corner. They get it over there to number 5, Kelly. Kelly down the baseline, now forces up a shot, no good. And the rebound taken by Landry Pitts. Bobcats on the semi-break. Jordan Andrews spins in the lane, gives it back to Landry. Right down the middle of the paint, lays it up over the front of the rim and in. Landry Pitts now with 4 points in the first half. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 19. Noble from Mansfield steps it across the timeline, feeds it on the right side wing. Henry takes it just inside the three-point line, pulls up the dribble, feeds to number 30, Kelly. Back outside, long shot is up and no good. And the rebound taken by Keaton Nicholson. He's going to get fouled as one of the Mansfield Lions undercut him out there. And Thayer will inbound the basketball, non-shooting foul, of course, came on the rebound. Foul's on Troy Kelly, number 30. Number 30, Troy Kelly. Call for his first. Substitutions for both teams. Thayer brings Lane Grimes and Gage Pitts back in the ballgame. Nicholson and Andrews will go out. Mansfield will get number 33, Rylan Adams, back in the ballgame. And Emmerich, number 22, Tom Emmerich, back in the game. Thayer with it. Gage Pitts out on top. They'll bounce pass it over to Levi Paulette. Fires a three. That one is no good. The rebound taken by Emmerich for Mansfield. Here come the Lions. Minute 12 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads it by 19. Mansfield's only scored 4 points in the entire second quarter. They've got it out front. Swing it down to Cartwright on the wing. Cartwright penetrates toward the lane, tries to bounce it in the middle. It's stolen by Landry Pitts. Landry off the gauge. He'll drive, challenges Emmerich, and Emmerich got him with a body. Going to be called for a foul. That'll be foul number two on Tom Emmerich. Emmerich went up to block the layup. And his call for the foul be his second of the afternoon. Gage Pitts will go to the free throw line and will shoot for the Thayer Bobcats. Gage has scored 13 for the Bobcats, and he misses the free throw. Normally a very good free throw shooter. Averages double figures, right at 12 points a game, and he's got 12 points to make it 14 as he hits the free throw. So 20-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats, under a minute to go in the first half. Mansfield with the ball. They have still only scored 4 points in this quarter. They lob one down inside now to Cartwright. He makes the catch straight to the bucket for the shot. It's good, and he's fouled by Landry Pitts. Landry called for his first of the afternoon, and the first bucket of the game for the 6'1 sophomore, Chase Cartwright. And Cartwright will go to the free throw line, try and finish off the three-point play. Levi Paulette comes off the floor as Jordan Andrews is back in for Thayer. So Bobcats back to the starters to wrap up the second quarter. Cartwright with a shot, no good. Rebound taken by Jace Haven for the Bobcats. 39 seconds to go in the half. Thayer on the break. Gage Pitzel running one-hander. It's good! Gage with 16 in the first half. And it's a 20-point Thayer Bobcat lead with 27 seconds to go in the first half. Here's a steal by Andrews out to Pitts for the Snowbird. He lays it in. Gage with 18 in the first half. And Mansfield, they just look wore out right now. Almost another steal in the backcourt by Andrews. Noble maintains possession of the ball. Gets it into the front court finally. Passes it over to Adams. Adams, a long shot of prayer from half court, no good. Thayer Bobcats dominating here in the quarterfinal round of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. They lead Mansfield by 22 at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities brought to you by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Well, it's halftime here of our game at the quarterfinal round of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Thayer Bobcats have been really good here tonight. The defensive end is where they've been getting it done. A lot of steals that have led to easy layups for the Thayer Bobcats here tonight. They've also shot the three ball pretty good tonight, hitting three in the first half. Thayer has sprinted out to a 38-16 halftime lead over the Mansfield Lions. And Mansfield with only 6 points in that second quarter, so Thayer defense really put the clamps down on them. But a good night for Tom Emmerich so far. He has scored 10 for Mansfield, and Thayer really ran out and made their big run when Emmerich had to go off the floor. He's gotten some early foul trouble. He's got two, and that's when the Thayer Bobcats really kind of started pulling away. But a 22-6 outburst for the Thayer Bobcats in the second quarter gives them the 22-point lead here at the half. All right, we're going to take another timeout. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
As we cherish the blessings we have this year, may your holiday season be full of hope, love, joy, and memories. Wishing you a happy holiday season and a new year filled with blessings. The team at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer and the Alex, Kylie, Ansley, Brody, and Crew O'Neill family. Each office independently owned and operated.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, knoxorthopedics.com.
And back here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, you're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats lead Mansfield 38-16 at the intermission. This was a tight game early. In fact, two teams kind of traded blows early. Thayer did manage to stretch out to a 16-10 lead at the end of one quarter, then outscored Mansfield 22-6 in the second quarter as the Bobcats just got red hot. Thayer led by Gabe Pitts with 18 points in the first half. 4 for Landry Pitts, 9 for Jordan Andrews, 5 for Lane Grimes, including a 3, and Keaton Nicholson with 2. So Thayer Bobcats been shooting a 3 ball tonight, which they don't normally do a whole lot. They made 3 in the first half, and that's pretty good for them. 3-point shots made are brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. So the Mansfield Lions are led by their sophomore, Big Tom Emmerich. Emmerich, a 6'5 sophomore, has scored 10 in the first quarter, or in the first half, 2 apiece for Chase Cartwright, Rylan Adams, and Dylan Henry. We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back. Take a look at what's still to come here. There are 3 more games tonight here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, including the game in which the winner of this game will play the winner of in the semifinals, Norwood and Gainesville. I think that's going to be a really good ball game. So anyway, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back. Take a look at the rest of the bracket in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Now that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
We're back here at halftime of the Kabul Holiday Tournament, or at least of our game in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. This is the number one versus eight matchup in the quarterfinals. Thayer Bobcats lead Mansfield by 22 at the half, 38-16. Still to come tonight, Norwood takes on Gainesville. That'll be the 4:30 start, and actually be a little bit later than that, depending on how long this game goes. But the games are running a little bit behind because had some long games in the earlier ones today. Alton will play Kabul in the 6 o'clock game. That's a number two, Alton will take on Kabul. And then Licking takes on Salem. And, of course, we'll have Alton and Kabul here on K-Country 95 Radio tonight. Here it's halftime, Mansfield and Thayer. The Thayer Bobcats, the number one seed at 6-0, have the lead 38-16. Thayer led by Gage Pitts with 18 first-half points, biggest output of the season for Gage, and it all came in a half. It was the Thayer Bobcat defense forcing Mansfield into turnover after turnover after turnover. Thayer now on the inbound. They'll bring it into Lane Grimes. Grimes on the right side. Mansfield's gone back to the man-to-man. Grimes with it out front. Looking for the outlet. We'll hand it off to Jordan Andrews on top of the key. Little isolation play for Andrews. Got it back to Landry Pitts. Landry right down the middle of the lane. Kicks it out to Gage in the corner. No, we're going to get a travel call on Landry Pitts. Must have slid that pivot foot just a little bit. So Thayer with a turnover. Mansfield with the basketball. We're just underway here in the third quarter. Lions are down by 22. They get the ball into Cartwright. Cartwright trying to power it down to Emmerich. Got it to him outside the lane. Kicks it back outside. Three-point shot is up and good. Number 30, Troy Kelly with the first bucket of the night for Mansfield. Here's Thayer down the other way in a hurry. And Gage Pitts all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Nobody stepped in front, and Gage says, I'll hit this layup, thank you very much. He's got 20 in the game, and Thayer back to the 22-point advantage. Mansfield with the ball, driving in the lane. Adams, little hook pass, got it down to Cartwright. Now to Emmerich. Emmerich dumping it down inside to Adams. Shot is up and controlled by Mansfield with a foul. Going to be whistled on the Thayer Bobcats. I believe they're going to get Jace Haven for going over the back here. That'll be foul number two on the afternoon for Jace Haven. Bobcat senior has not scored in the ballgame, has committed a couple of fouls. Mansfield trying to get this thing in the lane, couldn't get anybody open. They inbound it in the corner to Adams, now to Emmerich. Emmerich dribble drive into the lane, kicks it back outside for Kelly. Kelly with a shot to the free throw line, no good. Jordan Andrews rebound. Long lead pass to Jace Haven, all the way to the bucket. Oh, they're going to wave it off. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Oh, Bobcat fans didn't like that one. And it's very close to being an intentional foul because the Mansfield Lion player just reached out and grabbed Haven around the waist. So the foul is going to be on Troy Kelly. That'll be his second. First foul against Mansfield here in the second half. Thayer will trigger it in. They bounce it in to Haven. Jace to the bucket. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. Follows it up. It's in. And he gets fouled on the play. Foul's going to be against Mansfield. And we'll check the number. It may be on Emmerich. It is. Actually, they called it on who? They called it on number 14. Okay, it's Cartwright. That'll be the first on Cartwright. But Jace Haven gets on the scoreboard with the bucket. And the free throw is no good, but Jordan Andrews got the rebound. Off to Lane Grimes, who elevates for the jumper. Lane Grimes now with 7 on the night. And the Thayer Bobcats out to a 25-point lead, 44-19. Mansfield on the offensive end. Noble takes it down to the wing. Now frees itself up from the defense. Puts up a shot, no good. Lane Grimes comes down, the rebound for Thayer. Handles the ball over to Jace Haven, who'll take it up the left side of the floor. Jace looking to go to the bucket. Spins it up. It's no good, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go back to the free throw line again. Jace Haven going to the free throw line here to shoot 2. Foul is on number 30 for the Mansfield Lions. That is Troy Kelly, and that'll be his 3rd of the afternoon. So Jace Haven says, I'm not giving this one up. I'm going to the hole. And Haven will shoot 2 as a result. Jace has scored 2 points here. Those are coming here in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter. And he sets one on the right hand, puts it up. It is good. Jace Haven with the free throw, now with 3 points on the afternoon. That's 6 different Bobcats who have scored. Keaton Nicholson off the bench with a bucket early. In fact, a little semi-dunk for Keaton. And Haven hits another one. 4 points for Jace Haven, the Bobcat senior, starting to get his game going here in the second half. And when he gets hot, look out. Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 27. 46-19, Mansfield with it. They go to Cartwright at the high post. Powers his way down the left side of the lane. Spins it up with the left hand, and it's good. That's a nice play. That's a pretty shot. Spun it up with the left hand. Here's Andrews down the other end for Thayer, trying to get a shot, and it is blocked and goes out of bounds. Nice play by Emmerich and Cartwright. Get a piece of Andrews' shot off the left elbow. And the ball goes off Mansfield out of bounds. Thayer will trigger it in with 5:46 to go in the third quarter. Leading by 25. Inbound play comes out front. Now over to Haven. Haven to Andrews inside. Lays it up off the window and in. So Andrews now in double figures with 11. And the Thayer Bobcats add to the lead again, leading by 27 points. Mansfield with it. Number 30 is Kelly. Kelly gives it out front to Noble. Now to Cartwright. Back outside to Kelly. Kelly back to Noble on top of the key. Working in a little triangle on that left side. And here's almost a steal by Andrews, and now Kelly takes it back from him. And Mansfield got inside to Cartwright. He gives it over to Adams. Adams driving down to the baseline. Bobcats cut him off with a double team. They'll kick it back out front. Emmerich, top of the key. A little shake and bake. He gives it back to Noble. Noble back outside for Adams. Adams almost had it stolen. We're going to get a foul whistled on Thayer. I believe that'll be on Jace Haven. Jace Haven going to be called for the foul. No, they called on Gage Pitts. Gage Pitts called for the foul. That'll be his 1st of the afternoon. Jace Haven comes out of the ballgame. Keaton Nicholson checks in for the Thayer Bobcats. Mansfield, still the starters out there. 4:55 to go now in the third quarter. Mansfield wings it over to Cartwright on the left wing. Going to Emmerich, cutting down the lane. Back to Cartwright, a little give and go, and he got the layup to go down. They had almost bounced out. Bobcat quick down the floor. Lane Grimes going to the bucket. Misses. Nicholson can't follow it up with a tip. And rebound to Mansfield. Here come the Lions. Number 30, Troy Kelly. Bounces it down low to Cartwright. Turn. Shoots with the left hand. That's no good. Jordan Andrews down the rebound. He drives out of traffic. Going to get fouled by Rylan Adams. That'll be foul number 1 on Adams. And the Thayer Bobcats will trigger it in on the near side, near midcourt. With 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Thayer up now by 25. Gage Pitts will bring it up out of the backcourt, working against Rylan Adams, 5'11 junior. Is it Andrews on the left side? Andrews moves to the free throw line, pull up jumper, no good. Landry Pitts down the rebound, gives it to Lane Grimes out the 3-point line, skip pass to Andrews. Andrews, a little shake and bake move, now spinning toward the bucket, dumps it inside to Gage Pitts, short jumper is good. Gage has got 22 of the Bobcats 50 today. Gage Pitts with an announcement this afternoon. He wants to get on that all-tournament team. And here's Mansfield. Nice play as they get the ball down to Noble down the baseline, but he misses the shot. Rebound Thayer. Bobcats on the 3-on-3 break. Oh, Gage Pitts has the ball poked away. Cartwright leads it down inside. Nice ball movement. And the bucket for Rylan I'm sorry, a bucket for, I'm going to give it to number 30, Troy Kelly. I think he was the one that got it. 5 points for Kelly in the quarter. Thayer works it around the perimeter, got it off to Lane Grimes for a three. That is no good from the top of the key. And the rebound taken by Mansfield. 50-25, Thayer by 25, Mansfield with the ball. 3:11 to go in the third quarter. Ball swing it, right side, Mansfield does to Adams. He tries a three-point shot, no good. Rebound taken by Keaton Nicholson for Thayer. Bobcats on the semi-break. Andrews penetrates into the lane, little pull-up jumper. They're going to wave it off as he was fouled by, looks like, number 30. Yep, number 30, Kelly. Troy Kelly picks up his fourth. Excuse me. Fourth foul on Troy Kelly. Non-shooting foul. That is team foul number 5 on Mansfield here in the third quarter. Mansfield making substitutions as Henry, Dennis, and Kelly, the other Kelly, this will be Chase Kelly, back in the ball game. Thayer inbounds to Andrews. Andrews off to Grimes. Grimes going to the bucket. Going to get called for an offensive foul. A lot of contact in there. Number 11, Dylan Henry, went flying to the floor. And Lane Grimes called for the charge. That'll be his first foul of the game. 13th foul on Thayer here in the third quarter. So the 50-point lead. Thayer will drop back on the defensive end. They're playing the 1-3-1 matchup here. Mansfield been trying to shoot over the top unsuccessfully. Here's Emmerich with it, top of the key. He'll fire up a three, and that one is no good. Rebound comes out long. Gage Pitts has got it through for Thayer. Tried to dribble through a double team and has the ball knocked away. Emmerich's got it back. His pass down low. Taken by Mansfield. Back outside. Three-point shot is good. Number 21, London Dennis hits a three. So Mansfield back to within 22 here. Thayer with the ball. Andrews penetrates in the lane, kicks it back to Gage. Pitch for three. That one's off the front rim. No good. And Mansfield down the rebound. The outlet is stolen by Grimes. He'll drive for the bucket. Count it and a foul. Lane Grimes going to get fouled by Cartwright, who tried to draw the charge. Lane Grimes will get credit for the bucket. He's got 9 points on the afternoon. And Lane, he said, there's no denying me this time, boys. Going to the hole. And he got it up and in off the window and gets fouled on the play. Players went crashing to the floor. Everybody's okay. And the free throw for Lane Grimes is good. And Lane's got 10 points now in the ball game. So the third Bobcat in double figures. Now he checks out of the game. Levi Paulette will check in for Thayer. Thayer back to the 25-point advantage here with a minute 58 to go in the third quarter from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Winner moves into the semifinals at 5 o'clock tomorrow. It looks like Thayer Bobcats may be there. Mansfield's going to have to make a big, big comeback here. Down by 25 points. They got it in the middle. Ball stolen by Andrews. Andrews' long lead out to Gage Pitts. He saves it from going out of bounds. And Jace Haven couldn't hang on. Ball picked up by Cartwright for Mansfield. Cartwright, the lefty, takes it up into the left corner. Bobcats cut him off. They'll get it to Emmerich. Emmerich now down to Dennis for three. That one rattles off no good. Cartwright with a rebound puts it back up and in. Chase Cartwright with 8 points now for Mansfield. And the Thayer Bobcats will bring it into the front court with a 23-point advantage. Bobcats swing it on the left side to Jace Haven. Haven into the lane for Nicholson. Nicholson kicks it back outside. Now cross court for Jordan Andrews. Jordan working against number 5, Chase Kelly. Kelly, oh, crossover dribble goes around him, through a double team, gets it up off the window, no good. Gets his own rebound, couldn't follow, and Paulette rebounds it. Off to Gage Pitts from the elbow, it's good. Gage Pitts, 24 in the game for the Thayer Bobcats, and we're still in the third quarter. And we got a Mansfield Lion, a little bit slow getting up. That is Cartwright. Looks like he will leave the floor. Cade Noble will check in for Mansfield in this place. Cartwright was beginning to get his game together. Here comes out. Shaken up on the contact on the floor. 39 seconds to play in the third. Thayer up by 25. Back playing defense. Jordan Andrews will meet Noble at midcourt. And Mansfield getting into that offensive set now. They go down inside. There's a travel, no call, but a rebound taken off a missed shot by Landry Pitts, and the Thayer Bobcats will hold for the final shot of the third quarter. 18 seconds to play as Jordan Andrews brings it into the front court. Thayer swings it on the right side to Landry Pitts. Looking in the lane at Paulette. He's not open. Gives it now top of the key to Nicholson. Off to Jordan Madden. He'll drive to baseline. Misses the shot. A rebound taken by Mansfield. Here's a shot from half court. That's got a chance. Oh, no good. That's the end of three quarters. Our score, 55-30. Bayer Bobcats lead Mansfield. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
Well, you may have heard the buzzer calling the team back out on the floor. We're headed to the fourth quarter here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, and the Thayer Bobcats lead the Mansfield Lions by 25 points. It is 55-30. Thayer outscored Mansfield 17-14 in that third quarter, and they held Tom Emmerich scoreless in the third quarter after he had scored 10 of Mansfield's 16 first-half points. So here come the Mansfield Lions. They'll open the quarter with basketball. Noble's got it out front. Feeds it to Emmerich at the elbow. He moves down the right side of the lane, throws one up off the window. No good. And a rebound taken by Jace Haven. Here come the Bobcats. A 3-on-2. Haven right down the middle, all the way to the rack. Couldn't get it to drop. Andrews there with the offensive rebound. Puts it back up and in. And Jordan Andrews, just like that, got 13 in the game. And Mansfield will inbound the ball, so Thayer up now by 27 with 7:35 to go. Mansfield brings it over the front into the front court, over the half court line. Noble, he'll feed it over to Kelly. Kelly, right side here to Henry. Henry right back to Noble. Noble gets it down inside to Chase Kelly. Back outside to Noble for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by Jace Haven. No, we're going to get a push. Haven had the rebound, but I think he's going to be called going over the back. Yep, that'll be a foul on Jace Haven. That'll be number 3 on Jace this afternoon. Mansfield will trigger it in with 7:17 to go in the fourth quarter. And now the official calls timeout. Had one of the Mansfield players lost his glasses. And they say, are you okay? Yep, they're okay. So Mansfield will trigger it in again down under the bucket. Noble, the trigger man, gets it in. The ball is going to be out of bounds. Off the hands of Mansfield, and we get a foul call. Now, I'm going to get a foul call. This will be on Levi Paulette. Paulette called for the foul. Will be his first of the game. Thayer with Paulette, Haven, Nicholson, Landry Pitts, and Jordan Andrews in the game. And Mansfield inbounds it way out front. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by Haven. Long outlet pass intended for Jordan Andrews is going to be stolen by Kelly. Kelly. Over to Henry for three. That's no good. The rebound taken by Landry Pitts for Thayer. Gives it out to Levi Paulette. Thayer gets in the offensive set for the first time here in the fourth quarter. They had on a break while ago. Andrews handles it out front. Working against the defender. Goes through a double team. Leaves it to Haven trailing the play. Into the lane. Short jumper. Partially blocked. Rebound Nicholson. Back out to Andrews for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Emmerich. For Mansfield, Emory gives it off, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be off of Mansfield. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Mansfield making substitutions. So are the Thayer Bobcats. Cartwright going back in. So is Rylan Adams. And number 21, London Dennis. And for the Thayer Bobcats, Lane Grimes and Gage Pitts will go back in. Jordan Andrews and Jace Haven will check out. So here come the Thayer Bobcats. Gage Pitts into the front court. Penetrates into the lane. Gives it back to Lane Grimes. Penetrating. Now the Landry Pitts cutting across the lane. He had trouble with the handle. Paul partially blocked. And then Landry couldn't finish the shot. Here's almost a steal by Thayer going the other way. Cartwright handles the loose ball, gives it out on top for Cade Noble. Noble now down the left corner to Rylan Adams. Adams moving down to the baseline. Bobcats jump on it. He'll give it cross court now to Kelly. Kelly, three-point ball is no good. Rebound, Landry pits again. Landry's got a bunch of rebounds today. Gives it up to Gage Pitts, back to Landry. In the corner to Levi Paulette. Levi elevates for the jumper. It is good. Told you in the pregame, Levi had 10 points in the game here Saturday. He can score off the bench. That's his first two tonight. Then Thayer stretches the lead to 29 points over Mansfield. Lions have got it here. Troy Kelly penetrates in the lane, kicks it back out to Noble. Noble leads it on the wing for Dennis. Dennis right back over to Noble. Out front, fakes the shot, gets his man off his feet, now shoots. It is blocked by Nicholson. They're going to call a foul. That's a tough call right there. I don't know about that one. Nicholson is going to be called for the foul on the blocked shot. And will they call it? Yeah, it's going to be a shooting foul. Number three, Cade Noble will go to the free throw line. Starting point guard for Mansfield has not scored in the ballgame. Thayer leads it by 29, 59-30. Looks like the Bobcats will move into the semifinals again here in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. I'd have to check the records to see how many consecutive years that is, but it has been a bunch. Thayer has always fared well in this tournament. First free throw, no good for Noble, but he hits the second. And that makes it a 28-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Thayer with the ball into the front court, going to Paulette. Paulette dumps it down inside to Nicholson, goes up for a shot, and gets hammered on the play. Shot was blocked, and he'll go to the free throw line and will shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 21 called for the foul. That is London Dennis. Will be his first of the afternoon. And Nicholson to the free throw line. Very good free throw shooter. Keaton has got 3 points now in the game. Had that semi-dunk earlier. And now the free throw, and he will shoot another. Trying to make it a 30-point lead. And it, that one rattles in and out and then falls off. Rebound gets on the floor, and the Thayer Bobcats have got it. Gage Pitts ran it down in the corner. Brings it out top on the dribble drive. Now going to the right side. Has the ball poked away and out of bounds off the foot of Gage Pitts. Well, Gage maybe trying to do a little bit too much there. Turns it over. They're leading by 29, 60-31. They won by 40 here on Saturday, beating Lutie 73-33. Mansfield with it. Wings it on the right side for Dennis. Dennis holds it high over his head, dumps it inside. Ball is stolen by Landry Pitts. And that Bobcat defense has been really good again tonight. Here comes Gage Pitts with it. Fakes it to Landry, gives over to Lane Grimes. Bobcats will work on a little clock here. Now Gage going in the lane, throws it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around, controlled by Nicholson at the top of the key. A little wraparound pass over to Lane Grimes. Grimes looking to penetrate. Now gives it to Landry Pitts. In the corner to Gage for three. That one's good. Gage Pitts with 27. And that three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats have hit 4 3-pointers in the game tonight, and they now lead it by 32 points. Mansfield with only 1 point here in the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. And the shot here is no good. The rebound taken by Levi Paulette for Thayer. Well, Bobcats have turned on the turbo clock against Mansfield here. They get to Lane Grimes. Grimes down the right side of the lane. A little scoop shot. Wouldn't fall. And a rebound taken by Mansfield. And the Lions will push it up. Number 30 is Troy Kelly. Gives it off to Noble. Long three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Nicholson had it, and it falls off his knee and out of bounds. It'll be Mansfield ball. Now, Emmerich will check back in the game. Tom Emmerich, a 6'5 sophomore who had 10 points in the first half, has not scored in the second half of the game. Bobcats have done a good job of denying him the basketball here in the second half. Now, substitution for Thayer. Landry Pitts is out. Ryan Parker checks in, so also Jordan Madden into the game for Thayer. And Mansfield will inbound it to Emmerich in the paint. Turns, shoots, no good, but he's fouled and will go to the line. I believe they're going to call this one on number 4, Levi Paulette for the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be his second of the afternoon. Turbo clock running here, 2:52 to go in the ballgame. Free throw is up for Emmerich and good. First point of the second half for the outstanding sophomore, Tom Emmerich, 6'5", good player. But Thayer really put the clamps on him in the second half, and his only 2 points of this half so far have come from the free throw line. He hit them both. So Thayer lead is 30 again. Lane Grimes with it. Brings it across the timeline. Hands to Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson will give it off to Paulette. Paulette to the free throw circle. Tries to hand it off to Grimes, and the ball is knocked away and out of bounds by Cade Noble. Four substitutions for Mansfield. Number 21 checks back in there. That is London Dennis. Number 5 is back in, Chase Kelly. And Thayer will inbound the ball into the backcourt with 2:05 to play. Lane Grimes will bring it into the front court, work it to the wing, hand it off to Levi Paulette. Now top of the key to Parker, around to Nicholson for three. That one's no good. Rebound, Jordan Madden follows it back up and in. So Jordan Madden gets in on the scoring here this afternoon. His first 2 points of the night. Thayer now with 9 points off their bench. And Mansfield working the offense. Number 10, by the way, has checked in for Mansfield, a 5'7 junior, Ethan Bennett. They swing it right side to him. He'll penetrate into the lane. A little fadeaway jumper short, but a foul is going to be called on Jordan Madden. And that will send number 10, Ethan Bennett, to the free throw line to shoot for Mansfield. Foul on Jordan Madden will be his first of the afternoon. And this will just about do it here. We're down to just over a minute to go. And Bennett shooting the free throws. First one is up and good. So Bennett gets in on the scoring action for Mansfield. Substitution for the Lions, Emmerich will come out. Number 30 is back in there, Troy Kelly, a 5'8 senior. And another free throw for Ethan Bennett. It is good. So Bennett's got two for Mansfield. And back to a 30-point there, Bobcat lead with 48 seconds to go in the ball game. Lane Grimes will walk the ball into the front court. Hand it off to Nicholson. Thayer could be content here to run out the clock. We'll see what happens. Sometimes with subs on the floor, they want to score. Lane Grimes with it. Hands it off to Ryan Parker. Parker back over to Paulette. Paulette, a little penetration, gives it back to Nicholson. Nicholson trying to go down the lane and has it poked away and out of bounds. Nicholson trying to dribble drive under the bucket. Had the ball poked away, so Thayer will inbound it with 20 seconds to go. Levi Paulette looking, gets it in the corner to Grimes. Grimes takes it out to the wing with a left-hand dribble. Our game tonight has been brought to you in part by your Bobcat Boosters, including the Walmart in Thayer, Forstler's True Value, and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. The Walmart in Thayer, did I say that? The law offices of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company. And there's the buzzer to end our ball game, 65-35. Thayer Bobcats with the lead and the win over the Mansfield Lions here in the quarterfinal round of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. And Thayer will head to the semifinals. They'll play at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon against the winner of the game between Norwood and Gainesville, which is coming up here in just a couple of minutes.